The latest news and analysis is brought to you every Monday to Thursday. Live in the Israel Update with Anthony Reich, only on Chai FM.
Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, Anthony Reich, how are you?
Boker Tov, Kathy, Shavua Tov, very good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Yep, pretty good, thanks. Anthony, your reports from the meetings on Thursday held by U.S. negotiating team have filled the papers, or Israeli papers, over the weekend. Did anything substantive come out of the meetings?
I think in a simple answer, the answer is not really. And I don't think that there were any really high expectations that this was going to be a watershed visit. I mean, the idea of the meetings with Jared Kushner and Jason Greenblatt, who've come to represent President Trump and who are still traveling around the Middle East, meeting various leaders of countries around the Middle East. The purpose of this trip and their meetings is to try and create a climate to try and lay the groundwork for possibly direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority to try and seek that very elusive arrangement which will allow a peace to be signed between the two entities and potentially to create this Palestinian state that has been spoken about for so long. And yet, you know, the main topics coming out of the meeting from last week really didn't make any contribution to that in any way. They were quite negative in a sense, because from the Palestinian side, you know, the messages that were coming out were that the issue of the two-state solution is not being discussed by the Trump administration. Nowhere is the President Trump's administration talking formally about their commitment to a two-state solution, one for Jews and one for the Palestinian people who are living in the Palestinian Authority area at the moment. So that was the one criticism that came out. The second criticism that came out from the Palestinian Authority side is that the U.S. administration still does not wish or does not come out with any statement against the ongoing construction in the settlements. And this is something that the Palestinians have been seeking for some time, a very firm statement to warn Israel off any further construction in the settlements, because it is, in their view, creating what they call facts on the ground, that Israel is simply constructing more and more homes in the settlements, and therefore it makes it more difficult for those areas to potentially make up a future Palestinian state in the future. And so what I think the Palestinian Authority does not acknowledge is that the so-called construction of the settlements that's been going on has really been within existing areas like Ma'ale Adumim and within Gush Etzion and within Ariel, places that are already in any event acknowledged as going to form part of a future Jewish state, even if a Palestinian state comes into being. So, you know, that's just one of those were the two main messages that came out of the Palestinian side. And the third message, which perhaps is even stronger than all of those, both of those put together, is the fact that President Mahmoud Abbas decided that it would be appropriate to make a statement saying that he will not stop funding martyrs. He will not stop paying salaries to people who we call terrorists, people who've committed acts of atrocity, acts of terror against Israelis, against Jews. And what happens is that the Palestinian Authority then funds these people after the event, either their families in the case of people who get killed in the course of their terror activities, or in fact if they are not killed, if for whatever reason they are imprisoned or injured or whatever, then those families get substantial sums of money as recognition for the activities of that so-called martyr. And Mahmoud Abbas came out saying very strongly that while he is alive, he will not stop paying those martyrs, in inverted commas, salaries. So it doesn't seem as if though we're creating a climate to enter into any direct negotiation anytime soon. And so, you know, I just think that if anything, the visit may have done more damage than good.
Yeah, and on the back of that, you've got the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres arriving in Israel. So what agenda does he have?
Well, this is an interesting one because Antonio Guterres only took office earlier this year, and he has been relatively low profile. You don't hear him as much in the news as you did his predecessors. And yet, as far as Israel is concerned, the change of the United Nations Secretary General has been a very positive one, because indeed Antonio Guterres seems to be much more willing to hear the Israeli side and to take the Israeli side of this particular argument, as opposed to previous administrations that we've seen at the United Nations, previous secretaries general, who have been very much less willing to accommodate the Israeli point of view. So Antonio Guterres arrived in Israel yesterday, and he plans to spend 4 days here in the region visiting Israel. He will clearly also make a visit to Ramallah to visit and have meetings with the Palestinian Authority leaders. He's also going to be visiting Gaza, where he will visit UN activities and UN schools that are being operated in Gaza. We know some of them somewhat controversially, having been used in various operations up until now to store weapons and to really facilitate Hamas's terror activities. And we understand that he will be meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. He will be meeting with President Ruvi Rivlin. He will also meet with the Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman. And he will indeed also meet with a leader of the opposition, or a Knesset leader of the opposition now, Isaac Herzog, as well as various other military leaders, as well as some civilians, including family members of some of those people who have disappeared in Gaza. And they will be asking the United Nations to really do more in order to try to extract those individuals who are currently being held by Hamas, either dead or alive. But we understand that Antonio Guterres today will begin his meeting by laying a wreath, begin his day by laying a wreath at the grave of former President Shimon Peres. He apparently will also lay a wreath at the grave of Theodor Herzl, both of whom are buried in the cemetery on Mount Herzl. And apparently he will also be visiting Yad Vashem, and he will make a speech at Beit HaTfotzot later in the week. So he's going to have quite a busy program. And amongst other things, he'll also be given a tour of Israel up and down in a helicopter to try to understand, you know, the lie of the land and what the proximity is from one place to another. But I think perhaps the Israeli government agenda and all of this is really to try to convince Guterres that Iran presents a substantial threat to Israel on the northern border as it continues to fill the gaps, the vacuum that's been left by the defeat of some of those ISIS troops. Iran is very much entrenched now on the northern border in Syria and in Lebanon, and also to try and convince Guterres that Hamas represents a threat to Israel from the side of Gaza, from the south. And apparently, while in the Middle East, he will also meet at some point with Jason Greenblatt. I'm not exactly sure where that meeting is due to take place, not in Israel, but elsewhere around the Middle East. So we will see how Guterres' visit pans out over the next few days.
Yeah, and no, it seems to be a different kind of leadership to Ban Ki-moon.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think that the two main things that we've seen different at the United Nations this year as opposed to last year is, one, Antonio Guterres as opposed to Ban Ki-moon, and secondly, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, who's been absolutely wonderful in really fighting Israel's corner at every opportunity, and we can't underestimate the work that she's been doing on behalf of Israel at the United Nations.
All right. Very briefly, Anthony, Arab and Jewish members of Knesset are due to visit the Temple Mount today for the first time in 2 years. Is it today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Okay.
So this is a So this is a part. Because for the last 2 years, Knesset members have been prohibited from visiting the Temple Mount as part of rules that were set down by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu back in October of 2015. And that particular decision has been challenged now in the High Court of Justice by a Likud member of Knesset, Yehuda Glick, who we know has been very closely associated with activities on the Temple Mount. And he's challenged the Prime Minister's banning of members of Knesset to the Temple Mount. And so in anticipation of that hearing at the High Court of Justice, it was decided by the Knesset security officer to allow Knesset members to visit the Temple Mount just for one day tomorrow. And the way that it's going to work is that Jewish members of Knesset will visit via the Jewish entrance. They will be allowed between 7:30 and 11 in the morning to visit according to the rules that are laid down for Jewish visitors to the Temple Mount. Of course, there will be no praying. They will have to follow all the rules and regulations that have been laid down for Jewish members to the Temple Mount. And then at 12 noon until the end of the day, Muslim members of Knesset will be allowed to visit the Temple Mount. They, of course, will be allowed to visit the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They will be free to pray, as all other Muslim members to visitors to the Temple Mount are allowed to do. So we see immediately the disparity between the two sets of individuals who will be visiting the Temple Mount. But I'm sure that that will attract a lot of attention and a lot of news. So we'll keep an eye out for that as well tomorrow.
Yeah, let's talk about it more tomorrow because there's obviously a lot of ins and outs that we need to understand. Anthony Reich, wish you a good day. Thank you very much for updating us this morning on the goings about in Israel. Thank you.
No problem. Nice to talk to you. Have a great day, good week ahead, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, please God. Thank you.